Good morning. This is your morning buzzcast for Friday, January 24th. I'm Rick Ellington. The NHL's best are descending on St. Louis this weekend for the league's All-Star game, and there are a couple new wrinkles to skills competition that are set to debut. The first is the Topgolf-style shootout that will see participants shooting pucks from up in the Enterprise Center stands. While that certainly has the potential to create some unique highlights and some injuries to fans maybe if they're not careful, the second new component actually has a chance to be fairly impactful on the sport. The women's 3-on-3 match pitting two teams of U.S. and Canadian players has the potential to put the most attention on the women's game this side of the Olympics, and it could provide some momentum in the power struggle that has engulfed women's hockey. All participants in the NHL action are aligned with the Professional Women's Hockey Player Association, which has split off from the NWHL. The NHL has tried to remain neutral on this issue, but by seemingly giving the appearance of support to the PWHPA, there could be a coming power shift. Regardless, it's great to see the top women's players have the opportunity to showcase their talent and skill on such a high platform. The NBA will hold its first regular season game in Paris today as the league-leading Milwaukee Bucks will take on the Charlotte Hornets, but this is anything but a token visit. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver yesterday announced that the league was already planning for a return visit next season, and it's safe to say the market in the French capital for the NBA is certainly strong. A record 14 partners have signed up to be part of today's game, the most ever for the NBA's annual European vacation. And ticket requests for today's game easily outnumbered the capacity of Accor Hotels Arena. It's no secret that the NBA truly is a global league, lest we all forget the hubbub that was created a few months ago in China. But the demand in Paris for the game just highlights that fact even more. The Daily's Tyler Everett talked to NBA Europe Managing Director Ralph Rivera ahead of today's game, and that Q&A will appear in today's issue. Name, image, and likeness was, of course, a big topic last night in Anaheim as NCAA President Mark Emmert gave his annual State of the College Sports Union address. Emmert's report acknowledged the criticism of his organization as unfair to the athletes. He also said it's up to the NCAA to fix itself, while also keeping open the possibility of accepting help from Capitol Hill. But many columnists are being critical of Emmert for being too vague about specific ideas to reform the college sports model. He also stood firm in his position that a pay-for-play economy isn't on the table. One quote from Emmert that isn't playing well this morning, he said, quote, "College sports is about students playing other students." After his address, Emmert did note the NCAA's working group on name, image, and likeness this week focused their discussion on three areas: individual licensing, group licensing, and, quote, "work product." It appears the third area, which would include things like athletes profiting off their own business or monetizing off of social media, is the area that is most likely to change here in the near future. A lot has been said about Zion Williamson's NBA debut on Wednesday night, and I mean a lot has been said about it. But this is why. At 19 years old, he already moves the needle like few in the sports world. ESPN drew its best numbers of the NBA season outside of its Christmas Day games for the Pelicans game against the Spurs. The 2.3 million viewers for a matchup featuring two teams below 500 was an 88% improvement over the comparable game in that window last year. One reason widely attributed to the significant drop in viewership for the NBA this year has been the number of injuries to star players. And certainly, Kevin Durant and Steph Curry aren't walking through that door anytime soon. But Zion's return should give execs in Bristol and Atlanta a sigh of relief for the remainder of the regular season. That's your Buzzcast for Friday. Hope everybody enjoys a very happy weekend.